Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is it related to Corey Seager?
No, you've never heard of Bob Seager.
Kyle Seager.
Never heard of Bob Seager.
Bob Siegel?
Seager.
Oh.
And not Pete Seeger of Peter, Paul, and Mary. That goes back even further than Bob Seeger.
No, I've actually heard this song, but when you said it earlier during the break, no, I didn't know him off the top of my head.
But once I sung it during the break, you recognized it.
Well, when you sang it, it's a little bit different than when Bob sings it. I'm not going to lie, Steiny. I got some gaps. There are things that I don't know.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Thanks,
well,
Pete.
One of the things you need to know about Bob Seeger is back in the day when the Lakers and Pistons were playing in the NBA Finals.
Minneapolis Lakers?
See, you know what? I don't need it. No, the Los Angeles Lakers, they'd have a game in L.A., and you'd see all the actors, Diane Cannon and Nicholson, and I don't know if Denzel was around then, but they just had A-list stars. And then they'd go back to Detroit. And they'd have Thomas the Hitman Hearns and Bob Seger and a little Kid Rock even.
Oh, well, don't get me going on Kid Rock lately. Actually, did you know that? Okay, so tonight the Knicks are playing the Celtics. It could be the last game at MSG this year. Do you know how expensive courtside seats are for that game? Speaking of celebrities, because like Chalamet's there with his Jenner girl, Ben Stiller's been courtside, Tracy Morgan, Spike Lee. All the big boys are coming out of New York. Would you like to guess at how much a courtside seat is for that game tonight?
You know what? I'm going to try to do the math. Back in the day when Chris Cohan owned the Golden State Warriors, even before then, the best seat in the house in like the 90s and 2000s was $500.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say, and now I'm sure courtsides for a regular season Warrior game have to be $5,000. So for the Knicks-Celtics tonight, I'm going to say you could get courtside for $15,000 a ticket.
In Game 3, a courtside seat were being offered for as much as $42,000.
Stop it!
I think they started face value at 18 for this Game 6.
18,000.
But I'm looking at secondary market, Steiny. It's my salary. And I'm going to let you guess as to what that is.
Well, you know what, Evan? If it's on your bucket list, it'd be worth it.
Oh, my God.
Right? All you have to do is save up for a year.
I mean, yeah, I'd walk home cross country.
Oh, man.
Do you still hitchhike?
You know what? That's not the phenomenon it used to be.
Yeah. I mean, why would you ever pick up a hitchhiker?
I can't believe anybody's picked up a hitchhiker in 15 years. Anyway, we're talking about the Warriors, and what the hell are they going to do moving forward?
Run it back.
I mean, maybe it's going to come to that. We're going to hear from Mike Dunleavy. Who's talking first?
I think it's Steve Kerr. You, if you think, or maybe there, it's a joint thing.
If you think you don't know, all right. Let's go take some calls. Let's
hey,
go get
lock in. Please.
Let's go get Craig in Houston. Hey, Craig, how you doing? Shut up, Evan.
I'm great, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You know, I figured out a solution for this Kerr-Kuminga issue.
Give it to me.
Considering talent wins, I guess we can all agree on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not let go of the coach and keep the talent? Because we could have five Steve Kerrs on the bench, and it ain't going to do a damn thing for us. But to get rid of these type of talents you're talking about getting rid of, which you guys seem perfectly okay with getting rid of, is just nonsensical. If there is an issue with Kuminga in the locker room, do you not think Steph Curry, especially Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, would have brought it out by now? Instead, all we heard from Draymond, all we heard from Steph, all we heard from Butler, he is great. Let him play. He just needs to play. That's it. But you guys today are all this, if that, maybe this. I mean, it is some truly evil spirits working against Kuminga in San Francisco.
Craig,
and honestly, I don't think you guys deserve him. Go ahead.
Craig, I just
I
said.
I have one more point to make.
I'll let you make it. Craig, I said about Kuminga that if they
right.
move him, that tells me they thought there was some kind of issue with Kuminga bigger than basketball. Because if they're saying about Jonathan Kuminga, like you are, you're right. Everybody supported him. Everybody said he's professional. So if he's not on the Golden State Warriors next year, they lied. Then they're not telling the truth. There was an issue. That's where I'm at. And by the way, I'm not advocating to get JK out of here. I'm just acknowledging the situation he is. Go ahead.
Okay, and how about they didn't lie, whoever they are? How about it was Kerr that was lying? How about it was Kerr who had the personal agenda, which the record shows he did not like the kid, no matter what he did. And if Kuminga's not one thing, he's a bucket getter. Mm-hmm. But let me let this last little point.
Right.
Here's that perfect scenario. We let Kerr go, right? He
All right.
can go take his $20 million a year and maybe get on it with another team and become a GM maybe. And then he can give us two first-round picks for Podziemski because he loves him so freaking much. And we just can cure all this crap. How about that?
All right. Hey, you know what? I'll run it up the flagpole, as they say, Craig.
Yeah, Craig, I'll put some feelers out there. If they can trade Steve Kerr for Giannis, then I think the Warriors might do that next year.
By the way, I did some sniffing around, and somebody's got to tell the Warrior players that they're mistaken about Steve Kerr's contract.
Well,
Steve Kerr has one more year remaining on his deal.
That we know of.
No. It's been double-checked.
Okay.
Kerr has one more year left on his deal, not two like Butler, Curry, and Draymond Green.
Well, I think Curry was the one that... So he was wrong, is what you're saying? Steph just slipped something out that
they don't
wasn't
know.
True?
Joe Lacob, from the owner's mouth himself, correct. The players each have 2 years left. Kerr has 1 year.
Okay.
That's from the owner. So
I got you.
I don't understand why the team seems to talk about this aligned contract because it's not.
Well, maybe he just got confused. I thought it was a kind of a Freudian slip by Curry at the time. But
it might have been, yeah.
Well, I can't guarantee, but I would imagine that if Steve Kerr is at the podium today, which he will be, someone might ask him about that.
Yeah.
And we're going to carry that live, we hope, in a little bit.
By the way, there's, you know, what if Steve Kerr goes, I don't want to go into a lame duck season?
Sorry, buddy.
I need to be extended.
Didn't he coach during a contract year last time? Yeah, because
he
got the extension during the middle of the season.
He did.
And in fact, that was a contentious issue because
right.
it was not during a great year for them. I think it was in the midst of, they made the conference semis that year, but I want to say that was 2 years ago.
I think that's right because Myers went into a lame duck season, and then the next year, Steve I think, went into a lame duck situation. But Steve said he was okay with it, and they ended up getting it done at some point.
Yeah, so it was finalized in February of 2022. And that season, the Warriors, or probably of 24, and the Warriors did not make the playoffs that year.
Right.
I mean, and I don't think things were going particularly well at the time for them. So, Kerr's going to be here next year. How about that?
I would bet on that. You know, some people say, you know, I troll. Some people say I'm...
You do.
I like to think that I'm somewhat provocative. And...
You are.
Like, when I throw this out there, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I just am curious, like, what if it would? What if Steph Curry comes to the Warriors and says, I'm going to need one more year. I'm going to need one more year. And as a 38-year-old, they can only extend him 1 year at a time. He could say, you know, I'm signed for two more years. I'd like the third year guaranteed. And, oh, by the way, it's only going to be $69 million.
Well, that's what he did this last summer, right? He signed the veteran extension.
Mm-hmm.
And it's past the age of either 35 or 36. You can't sign more than a plus one.
Yeah, something like that.
Or you have to have 2 years, essentially.
Or so, after their contract runs out.
My response would be, how can you not give it to them? Now, I know that's a pretty penny, and there might be some haggling involved, but seriously, Steiny, he wants it, he gets it.
I mean, LeBron James would think about doing it, right?
I think he probably will.
He's been only signing 1 years with opt-outs, but just throwing it out there, that could be a real monkey wrench. Let's go to...
He wants to align himself with Buddy Hield, favorite teammate.
The two guys who are under contract for the longest period of time right now on the Warriors roster, Buddy Hield and Moses Moody.
Bow, bow, bow.
They're extended through 2028. Buddy's got a team option. I'm sorry, Buddy's got a player option that year, so I don't know that he'll walk away from that. But let's go to AJ in Los Angeles. Hey, AJ, what's going on, man?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, man? What's going on? Hey, Steiny, you mentioned something that popped out at me, I think the last segment, that it's counterproductive. To move a guy for someone that you're actually looking for. And so if you think about what you said, there has to be something underlying on why they would move a guy like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really dig into it, I mean, this is probably cringe at the thought that you're probably going to pay, Jimmy and Draymond close to $80, $90 million?
Yeah.
And this kid was better than both of them on both sides of the ball by a landslide in that last series. So, I mean, shout out to the last caller, but, I mean, if you consider Poole, KD, Clay, JK, maybe even Moody, and maybe we can, and Harrison Barnes, they all have something in common. They had issues with either Draymond or Kerr. I would say both of those guys need to get up out of here. I mean, that's my thoughts. I'll move on, though.
Appreciate it, AJ.
Kuminga and Green, is that what he's saying?
No, he's saying that the guys who have left here had a problem with either Green or Kerr, like Jordan Poole. And he said Harrison Barnes. And I don't know if that was the sole reason, but, yeah, I don't think Harrison Barnes was a big Draymond Green fan.
Well, he's the only guy he didn't invite to his wedding.
Is that true? Well, Draymond said it, right?
That's what Draymond said. Yeah, I'll just take his word for it. But the thing is, I do think that there is a world where they can play together. The biggest question that Kuminga has to ask himself is, do I want to do this potentially again?
Right.
Which is, come back next year, even if you have your contract and you have your money, and it's probably less than what he wanted last year, which was reportedly $35 million a year, but you have your money, you have your security. Do you want to give yourself the potential of getting jockeyed back and forth again, of potentially getting DMPs again? I would like to hope that the Warriors wouldn't do that, but I don't know, Steiny. I mean, seriously, this was year four, and he did not play in the biggest games of the season or the postseason until they had no other choice. That's just the reality.
Right.
And if you're Jonathan Kuminga, do you want to subject yourself to that again? That's what he has to ask himself. And then the Warriors need to check in and say, all right, are we really going to trade a player that's 22 years old? Let's say they could get Brook Lopez, because that was the player that Sham Sharani identified of ESPN.
Right.
Are we really willing to do this again, which is trade a 22-year-old for an almost 38-year-old, which is exactly what they did with Jordan Poole and Chris Paul? Now, I realize you used Chris Paul to turn him into some free money, and then you use that to get you. I know there was eventually conclusion to that, but it didn't help you in the immediate.
No.
Trading Jordan Poole for Chris Paul didn't make you a better team. You missed the playoffs. So are you willing to risk doing that again? I think that's a really big risk.
I'm with you. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I mean, the issue, unfortunately, for Jonathan Kuminga is he's not really in control of the situation. Now, if he wants to get out of here, he can certainly go to Mike Dunleavy and say, you know, I don't want to re-sign here. But this is when the business part of it comes in. The Warriors aren't going to say, all right, we're just going to let you go for nothing. They always view a guy like that as an asset. And, I mean, I could see the Warriors matching and just bringing him back because they don't want to lose him for nothing. And, unfortunately, he won't have a big say in it, although you'd like to think that if he gets an offer sheet from another team, the Warriors would let him know if they're going to match it or not. But I don't know if we're at that point with Jonathan. Let's go to Tim. Tim's in North Carolina. What's going on, Tim? How you doing?
Hey, guys. What's up, guys? Hey, Evan, I think you just nailed it. I think you really got to think more about this guy. Hey, we let Jordan Poole go because of mercy. We knew we couldn't bring him back into the locker room. At some point, you got to do right by just mentally by this young man. I mean, listen, this guy, you guys are thinking of conspiracy theories. You didn't hear him say when they asked him, how did you do this? How did you do this? This kid said, my mother's a pastor. He said, my friends, through God. Like, Sonny, this is not hard to see. It was hard for this guy, right? But you don't know behind the scenes if his agent, if anybody close to him is saying, listen, for him, let him go. Like, I mean, come on. I don't know if y'all seen it, and I do want to make another point, and maybe y'all can. Look at that documentary about Jabari's Crittenden and what it was like for him to go to a coach who didn't want him across the country at 19 and what it did to his confidence and what the decisions that young man started making from feeling lost and not having a support system. Like, when I call here, guys, and Evan, I call you on the weekend, and I say the kid has to go. He just has to leave for his own mental makeup.
Yeah.
I don't know how in the hell he's done it. The most impressive thing to me about him is that at 22, his mental makeup, to know you are on the bench, to know you can go on the court and give you 20 to 25, 30 points a game, to know that at 22 and to not get played, and to then when your number gets called, you are able to somehow go and just play the game, to know you continue. He had his best free throw shooting game ever for the season after all of that nonsense. And what are free throws? Focus. And routine, and to know he still had that. So what you guys aren't giving enough credence to is behind the scenes finding what you just said. Maybe there are players saying, listen, do the right thing, don't match anything, let this young man go. It isn't fair to put him back with this head coach. It isn't. And I think you guys need to give more credence to that, Spiny. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not he has to have been doing something. It may be they may just do it out of mercy, knowing that their timeline and their coach does not line up with his talent. Let him go. But if you guys give me a minute, why he should be here, and I don't want him to, but why he should be here, Evan, you nailed that. But the thing is, Donnie, like I said to you the other day, if the coach, if Steph Curry, if the system is going to be the player, and at 38 years old, he is ready to commit to running 2 miles a game over 82-game season, if he is ready, if he wants to continue to do that, and we are going to, but we're going to try and diminish roles. Diminished roles means less playing time, which means if we don't have players who can go and create and go do things, then you would be asinine to move him. But if your star player is saying, listen, the system has to be me. I have to be out there with Gee. I have to be out there with Pods. I have to be out there with Moody. Okay, but what do we do when you get hurt?
Right. No, hey, Tim, we got to move on. But
yeah, it's fair.
You can't continue to ride Steph, Draymond, and I got to believe we should throw Butler in there too, and that's the dilemma that this team has. You can't stay this old and expect this core to get through a season and then make a playoff run.
Well, look, you can do that, but you have to allow the possibility of what happened this postseason happening again. Like, it just. And I realize that you can't, maybe you can't GM scared, you can't coach scared. You know, Kerr, I think this year realized, like I got to ride these guys, and that's the only way I know how to win. But you saw what that eventually led you to. And I don't understand why you wouldn't expect the same thing to happen again. I mean, maybe next year it's in the conference finals. Hell, maybe it's in the NBA finals. But at some point, it's going to happen where your older players are going to hit the proverbial wall. And injuries you cannot predict. But we heard yesterday, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, in some way, shape, or form, all say it's about who's the healthiest at the end. You know, we've caught breaks in the past. Draymond said it specifically. We've caught breaks in the past where guys that we've gone up against have gotten hurt. Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving on line one. So if this is a marathon and you're really just trying to get your guys healthy to the end of that race for the final, you know, 200 meter, 800 meter sprint of that marathon, whatever it is, well, you cannot approach next season like you did the final 25 or 30 games of this year, which is, well, we found something and we're just going to ride these guys until the wheels come off. Like, because the wheels will eventually come off, and they did. And playing in the what if game is completely obsolete at this point. It does not matter that we can say the Warriors should have, would have, could have done this, because the reality is Steph got hurt. And that could very easily happen again at age 38.
No doubt. No doubt. 888-957-9570 is the number. What direction you want the Warriors to take, even though it looks like they're leaning in a direction we all know, which is riding out Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler. Hey, by the way, I'm. This is a rhetorical question because I think we all know the answer. Who's the biggest team player at 95.7 The Game?
Oh boy. Sorry, what?
Well, it's me. I said, who's the biggest team player at 95.7 The Game?
It's the guy I'm sitting in for.
Well, it's me, and that's been proven over the years. And one of the ways that
did he just hear what I said?
One of the ways that I'm a great teammate.
Okay.
Is I help the cluster. I'm not just about 95.7 The Game. You know, I'm making appearances now on Live 105.
I know
in the
you
morning.
Are. You're very proud of it.
Well, if you like music, alternative music, you can go to one of our sister stations. I don't know why you guys are all laughing. We're all one team, you know, guys.
Speaking, Steiny, real quick, I know we got to have a break here in a second. My dad just sent me a Bob Seger song. It looks like it's very good. He also told me to remind you that Peter of Peter, Paul, and Mary was Peter Yarrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Not Pete Seeger.
Oh, your dad. He's right.
He doesn't miss much.
He's right. He's right.
You can go to break now.
He's right. All right, I'll go to break. But, you can check out alternative music with Marcy Weiser in the morning.
The best.
6 to 10.
The best.
And we also have Sarah and Vinny on another station.
No doubt.
The popular one.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.